It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1991, recorded Thursday, June 6th, 2024. Got a light? On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we have two. What the heck is this? Could you ask for more? Well, we have more. I have a new theme for my crappy corner and your viewer videos, all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here is the angler of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Did you ever do fishing on your boat much?
No.
You're more speedboat, houseboat, yeah. Dance boat, not fish boat.
I could never bear catching a fish, so I never ever used my boat for fishing. I used to tell people, the only reason I bought a boat is I hate sand. So the only way to get into the ocean without going across the sand is to approach it from the river.
From the water.
From the
That's
water.
That's great, yeah.
Okay, I'll buy a boat and...
And there's not really a pier culture, is there?
I'm really
into piers. You know, I love the ocean and the water, but hate the sand, so I love piers. So it's good reasoning. Yeah, I like that. I agree. I think fishing, I like the vibes of fishing. I like the atmosphere, kick back, hang out, do some fishing. I guess fishing on a... is fishing on the ocean any more exciting or less exciting than river fishing? I don't know. Obviously, you wouldn't either. You didn't. Neither of us are fishermen.
No, not at all, no.
But
no.
Yeah, the idea of the hook and that is the process by which to catch it, that's just so, we've gone from cool, fun, hangout times with beer to caveman, barbarian, uses a hook and a string to catch that creature in the water. And I think it gets a little free. I'm like, I need city.
No.
We're getting too deep. This is too much.
Years ago, I was at a movie house. It was like an art theater that showed old movies. And they had this short of this man fishing and getting these beautiful fish and just throwing them on the beach. And he's eating all the whole time. He's eating and eating and fishing. And then he looks in his lunchbox and there's no more food in his lunchbox, but he's still throwing these fish on the sand. And then he looks down and he sees, oh, it's a candy bar. So he picks up the candy bar and starts to eat it. And a big hook comes out of its cheek. And the line gets taut, and he's slowly pulled into the ocean and disappears. I thought, oh, my God. And then
that's fishing.
The credits came up, and it was written by Al Feldstein and William M. Gaines. So it was the guys who worked on MED. Bill was the founder of MED. But in the early days, they had Tales from the Crypt. They had all these horror comic books.
Oh, my gosh. They were into Yeah.
Yes, revenge.
Yeah.
The revenge of the fish.
The MAD stuff was the fun stuff.
And yes, exactly.
They had art of all sides.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that was
fish justice, says Sims to Rachel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had a busy week here. So yesterday, CBS this morning, CBS Sunday morning was here with three cameras.
Wow.
I said to the guy, three? And he goes, well, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to miss the action.
Yes. He said, the editor of Mad will have his own camera. You'll have your own camera. And David Pogue. David Pogue is on that show a lot Sunday morning.
Oh, cool.
And David Pogue is a huge Mad fan. So he was perfect for this.
Oh, that's great.
Also, David Pogue is a brave man because about 3 months ago, he went down in that submarine to see the Titanic.
No. Wait, you're right. He had the footage.
Yes. I said, how?
That's right.
I said, David, I'm claustrophobic. He said, oh yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking when you sit in this tube that's about 8 feet long and a man comes out with a big power tool and bolts, 12 bolts.
And goes, here's how we, there's no door.
There's
You're
no
just
door.
Bolted inside.
Bolt on the front porthole. And he said, you're down there for 8 hours. I think it's like 4 hours down or 3 hours down. You have an hour to look around. Amazing.
You've got to imagine he has had some sweaty nights just laying in bed just going, whoa.
Yes.
dodged the bullet with that.
3 months later, that submarine imploded. Amazing.
Man. And the chat is saying, and everything I've ever heard, Scooter X is saying, David is a very nice guy. Same thing that I've ever heard spoken about him is that he seems like a really nice fellow. So,
oh, he's great. He's just, and also he's one of these people that you can say anything terrible about, and he thinks it's. He came up to Mad a bunch of times, and once he came up with his kids, and as he came in the door, I said, "Oh God, he didn't steal enough Mad." Original art last time. Now he brings the kids. Who knows what we're going to miss when they leave now.
Yeah.
And he's laughing. Anyway, he did leave with a lot of stuff, which we just gave him because he is such a Mad fan.
I guess I worked directly with him. Captain J's right. He's been on Twit. Honestly, Twit was such a fever dream. I can't remember who I did and did not work with back.
It's possible.
There's so many people that I see on television to this day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forget. I emailed that guy.
Yes.
I'm like, I talked to that guy on Skype. Like, me and him, just me and him.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I forget all the time. It doesn't seem real.
It's fun.
Well, that is awesome. You got three cameras. So was each camera like there? It was almost like when you see someone step up to a podium and there's like 16 microphones, and it's because like each mic is for a different station.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that. You had three cameras.
Not in your face. They were off to the side, but each one was focused on one of us. And then they, you know about this because you're in the biz. They need 2 minutes of room sound.
Oh yeah.
So when they edit and they want to edit sentences together, they need like 3 millimeters of room sound.
Yeah, they need the exact sound that the AC makes in your room.
Exactly, so that there's no change in pitch or sound or anything when they're editing pieces together. So that was a lot of fun. And then today was Housewares for the Holidays.
Oh, wow.
On by the International Housewares Association. So next week, and maybe even the week after, I'll have new housewares coming out soon for the holidays.
That's awesome. And, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. Also, it killed me. They sent everybody, or Dennis and I, vouchers for Uber.
Oh.
And my Uber account said, you have two vouchers waiting. And so I'm going from West 82nd Street to West 18th Street and said, sorry, there are no cars in your neighborhood.
What?
Yeah, I know. So anyway, we went down. I said to Dennis, just jump on the train. Leaving, you know, West 18th Street and 6th Avenue. I go to Uber. I'm going from 18th Street and 6th Avenue to my home. Looking. Sorry, there are no cars in your neighborhood. I'm thinking, what?
In New York, Manhattan? What?
Yeah. I'm thinking, what do they figure? There's a voucher? Let's not trust the voucher. Just tell them there are no cars.
Yeah. Or like, is there something going on? Is there like a strike? Like... like something you don't know. Like, what? Am I in the wrong for ordering this? Like, do y'all not operate here at the moment? That's ridiculous.
Anyway.
Yeah, trying to run a business here. You don't got any.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway, man. Should we jump in?
Let's jump in.
It'd be interesting if you could ever guess what this is. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
It's time for a nearly impossible.
What?
What the heck is it? Okay. This is it. Now, I will explain.
Paper?
You're looking at a bunch of them, and I will push one out, and you can see what one of them is.
I have an idea.
That is what one of them is. What the heck?
Oh, you stick it in your nose to stop you from snoring.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Do you put it in an outlet to make it safe for children?
And I had to buy it.
You pretty much have it, Chad. Almost.
Oh.
They are...
I had no idea.
Snug plugs. All right, now, if you live in a modern house, you will not need these. But snug plugs are for outlets that are very old and the plugs fall out. My bedroom, the vacuum cleaner has a very heavy plug.
And as you're vacuuming,
the plug just falls out of the wall. So that's where we're going to try this. They theoretically glow in the dark, but I don't know what that gets you because if you're using one, the plug is going to be in covering it. It says improves electrical connection. I don't know how that can be when it seems to be a piece of plastic. Now, I don't know what it costs for them to build machines to make these, but I think I paid $10 for this.
$11 for 10.
So these are like a buck a piece.
A buck 10.
So let us see. That's got to cost them like a half cent.
A snug plug works.
On your nose or in the stomach?
No.
In the stomach.
On an outlet. We will go and find out. We're going to do a worst case scenario here.
Okay? So I thought it was for kids to not get into it.
Yes, for check plugs.
That the outlet is sort of falling in a bit, all right? So a plug just doesn't stand a chance.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
This doesn't stand a chance of staying in the wall, okay? Because it can't get in far enough. I mean, if you held it in, the light would go on. So worst case, we'll try one of those in that and see if that helps at all. So it's this little guy, and all you do is stick it in there, okay? And let's see if it'll hold the plug in. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
It's perfect.
It does work. It does work. Now, the thing is... You know,
is the snug plug in the plug?
It came out
I
with
see.
The plug.
I see.
Which doesn't matter. But the thing is, it does work. And I don't know where the glow in the dark part comes in. I don't think that matters. But whoever invented it, it does work. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too. What a great solution for a problem that I know that a lot of people have. The only thing I can think about the glow-in-the-dark feature is if right after you unpackaged it, you went around the house and stuck it in every single plug. And then it's kind of if the lights are off and you're like, oh, I got to plug in this lamp. And they had been on, you know.
I'd assume that some lights had been on because those things need to suck some light in.
Or something. I don't know. I agree. It's pretty limited use case.
And it's interesting because It wasn't until today when I was looking through the description for the show, it said, be aware that the snug plug may come out when you unplug the device, which it did, which is no big deal. Just stick it back into the outlet.
Yeah.
But if you have a loose outlet, it's worth it. And it's cheaper. If you have an old house and a ton of outlets, buy the 25-pack, and then it drops down to like 80 cents a plug.
Yeah. This definitely needs to be on Alibaba or Wish for like
a... Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Isn't our buddy Scooter X going to find it?
Maybe. Now. I mean, that's like... I mean, how entitled am I? I'm like, this needs to be cheaper. I guess someone invented this, you know, and they had an idea I've never thought of. Hopefully, the inventor is making as much money as they deserve, but seems expensive for a piece of plastic.
It does. It's a tiny piece of plastic. I wouldn't want to sit around with a piece of cardboard and try to make my own.
No, it's just... no. And I saw some people in the chat saying, you know, oh, well, I take my plugs and I kind of bend them out. And I agree, I do that with some, but some you can't do that with, like the power brick you had, or like an actual, you know, computer power, and this, like this, that they're showing in you can't bend.
You can't bend that.
And then someone else in the chat room said, well, I typically take a screwdriver and then I stick it in the socket and I move it. No, I'm just joking. That was it. they actually said that, but they were joking as well. And I found it very funny. And it scrolled past. I need to give that person credit who said that, because that was very, very funny. I can't find who did it. There it is, Mr. Dave. Thank you, Mr. Dave, for the funny joke. Okay, with that, that's a great guy. I like that one. I like that a lot.
Okay, here's gadget number two. Not a what the heck is it?
It's a Fleshlight on Amazon that's getting really good reviews. I'll just show it to you here, okay? The Beirut, possibly. Powerful keychain flashlight with UV, all those other lights. 1,000 lumens. Mini pocket flashlight with 14 modes.
14?
I don't, you'll hear me say it.
14 modes is too many modes. It's actually making me want to buy it less.
Comes with a little ring for your keychain. This is a little big for a keychain, I think.
The edge is as big as your thumb.
USB-C charging.
Maybe as long, but definitely not as wide.
It's magnetic.
Oh.
I mean, you would run the ring through that little corner. You're not going to use the magnet to hold it to your keychain.
Wait, it's right next to the keys, the magnet? Seems.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Like a fatal flaw.
So hold it. This is one of those one button, two button, three presses. Okay. Hold in both buttons. I'm going to actually lower the overhead. Hang on a second. All right, so we shut the lights off. So this is instant on. And instant on gives you, I believe, the 1,000 watts. Okay? So you press it, it comes on, and it stays on. You double press it, and then you get low beam, medium, high beam, and then it goes back to low beam.
And the camera is leveling a lot of this
continues.
Out.
Then you hold the other button in, and for some reason, if you want, you can have an alarm.
Okay? Nice.
With flashing red and blue and that sound. All right. Now you double press on this button. 1, 2. And now... this is what I understand. It brings a series of lights on the side. The front of the flashlight isn't lit. You have a yellow light, a green light, a red light,
and a blue light,
and flashing.
But why?
And then flashing red and blue. And as I said, you can add the sound later.
Because it needs 14 different modes.
Stop this from going.
That's why.
Okay, so... had to do hit it three times, a bunch of times. This is the black light, and I don't know. In the picture, they show the black light on money. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you look for on money to find out if it's true or not. Or maybe for Halloween.
Or counterfeit.
That's the little black light in there. It's between the two white LEDs. So that's another feature of this flashlight. So for my use, I would have no use for those side LED lights or the black light. And for what it is, for the use I have, it's not worth $22. But I'm going to have Chad go to the page for this, the Beaureaute, because it turns out there is a newer version that does even more. And I think it's like 10 bucks more. So it's like 32 or so. So we'll take a peek at that. But if you need an alarm, this might be worth it.
Yeah. I can't believe they made this whole the whole second button.
I'm not quite sure why you want a blue light and a red light and a...
I guess... So you're saying that...
It even went up. One I bought is now $24.
But there's a 10% off coupon. 10%,
yeah. And then I think if you scroll down a little, it'll say there's a newer version of this.
Yeah, I saw that.
There it is, $33.
Yeah, $5 coupon on that.
Oh, and it's still just 14 modes. Oh, but now the head...
It swivels.
The head swivels. But do you want to spend $33?
No. I don't. The extra lights on the side are such an interesting feature. Like these?
Yes.
So that's what's happening. So you have the torches on the front, but then you also have these LEDs on the side, and that's what's making the blues and the crazy
and then
colors.
You have a black light.
And the back light, that small one in the center.
Yeah, in the center.
So it's an interesting... change of pace. It's very novel. I don't quite like that. Like that's, I keep trying to, this is kind of neat. You could use
this. How much did, oh no. I think Scooter X found it for $8, $7.50. Now you're talking.
Let's see. Oh, yep. There we go. $6 with some shipping. Ooh. Looks like there's some shipping costs. Yeah. There's two of them.
Okay, so I don't have the deluxe one yet.
There's also this one for $12.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have that swivel head. But look, there's like, I mean, a lot of these are similar.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually the first one, yeah. That one doesn't have the swivel head. This one does. Here's the plus.
It's the same brand.
Is it not? It's Beaureaute. It's
the same brand.
It's just cheaper.
Almost $25 cheaper.
Yeah. Look, this is what they sell it on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
This is actually accurate. I'm actually more surprised by that.
Oh, it is accurate. It is accurate.
Buy it on Amazon for $32. Buy it here for $7. That is so funny.
Is amazing.
Oh, that's the 10 volt. Check for the 20 volt. So this is why Scooter X is a professional and I am just dabbling. I am just a hobbyist AliExpressor. Is because the power difference is a factor to be factored. So anyway, it looks like there's less expensive options. But yeah, I don't know if this is out of the flashlights that we've covered on the show, and we have covered a lot.
Yes.
Not one that sticks out as one that I feel like I need to go out there and get.
No, me either. Me either.
Okay, okay.
Anyway. All right, now my final, what the heck is it? And you, being a techie, might get this one.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Another, I think, difficult. What the heck is it?
Oh. I mean, it looks ring-like, but I don't know what it would do.
It's like a ring or something.
It does look like a ring.
Me and Dennis agree.
Almost can be used as a ring. I'll even tell you the name. Inchin?
Inchin. All right. I think I've seen them at CES.
It's easy to just go directly to.
Is it a mouse?
Amazon.
Almost.
It is remote control Bluetooth scrolling ring.
Oh.
For TikTok. It can be a page turner for Kindle apps or a wireless camera remote.
Oh.
All right. So now I bought it because I have never found an app that has let me turn my video camera on and off remotely. They let me take snapshots, but it won't trigger video. All right. That's why I bought it. All right. Now I theoretically paired it to my phone. So there's no app for this. Okay. You just charge this and then it says look for, I forgot what they call it. I think it's like, IOA Pro or something. You see that?
Which you're looking Bluetooth, for in Bluetooth. A1 Pro.
And you pair
Bluetooth.
It to that. So now just for laughs, I'm going to just see if it remembered from this afternoon when I paired this up, turn on video. So, surprise, surprise. In the bottom, there's a little push button, which you push. Wow. And it says, it will be your phone holder.
Oh! Okay.
So
I thought it was going to be used for a dongle
it's not much
for
of a
second.
Phone holder. You have to make sure your phone is dead center. Otherwise, it will move from one side to the other. And this is also one of those impossible. You have to carry the instruction book with you everywhere. It's three buttons, and it's long press, short press, double press to do all the functions, which are numerous. Okay. I just want to turn on my video camera. And I think it was the center button. So go to the screen there and let's see. No. It seemed like it did respond in some way. Oh, okay. Oh. Camera reverse works. Okay, the top button is moving my camera
from front to rear. Okay, so that's
selfie
something.
To
that's
the desk.
Cool.
All right, so let's go back to that. And now let's see if I can start video.
Oh,
what did it just shut
off? Oh, it just locked it.
Go back to that. So now let me press the bottom button.
Oh, and
you know what? It's recording video.
It is.
All right. So this does what I want it to. Okay. So now I'm going to stop video. I guess I'm just going to hold it in.
No, I didn't realize it's a different
blinking.
Button to stop.
Let
it
me hold it in longer.
Well, actually, every time I push it, it restarts the video.
Ah.
So the bottom
maybe
button
it was also just a click.
Okay. So the bottom button starts it, the top button stops it.
Okay.
Alright, so it does what I want it
so
to do.
This, you know, it's one of those
single click, double click, swipe, long press, single click, double click, long press.
Oh my god.
Swipe right, swipe left.
Oh, my God!
My chat had a gadget like this. You have to carry this book with you all the time. I did scroll up and down on the screen using the ring. The thing is, it's $20. So if you want to play with it, and there's something very weird about it. It says, I don't use TikTok. So it says for starting and stopping and zooming through TikTok videos. But it also says great for turning pages in an e-reader, and it says Kindle type apps, but does not work with the Kindle. $20. This could be a lot of fun. Or heartache and pain.
Okay. Well, you spent $20 on it.
Oh no, did someone find it?
They haven't found that exact one, but it is much less expensive. And it looks very similar. Here it is for a dollar.
Oh, my. Oh, wait a minute. Five buttons.
Yeah, this one has more buttons.
God. Oh, you know, five buttons is probably better. You know what I think? Five buttons is better.
Because you'd be able to go left, right. You'd be able to, like, tell it which way to swipe. Oh, look, here's the three-button version.
Oh, my gosh.
That looks exactly like yours for $2.80.
That is it. Look at the charging case with the opening door.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. And then there's also this other option, 99 cents is five buttons as well. So it's the same five buttons, but only 99 cents instead of, like, a dollar.
Oh, my gosh.
We had to save 30 cents. And it even comes in white, black, and pink.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. That's a really interesting that it has so much of that built in.
It does. It does. Also, it's kind of interesting. It says it works with Kindle apps.
But not the Kindle. It's because I don't think the Kindle will allow Bluetooth to be connected that way.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I
see. It's like the actual physical device, it won't allow it. But yes, but a Kindle app with a phone is fine.
Okay.
Here's the one that you got. $22.99.
If the case charges it, Caesar's asking how you charge it. You charge the case and the case keeps that charged.
Yeah, that's so cool. I like it, though. Like, I think it's a really neat, even though you may not have gotten the best price. I like the gadget.
And it's USB-C. It comes with a little USB-C cable.
Now, is there any way to customize what the buttons do? Can I say, instead of me triple-clicking...
I did not see that.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Like, if it had, like, a companion app, and I could set in the app, a double-click up actually double-taps my screen so I can, like, you know, whatever TikTok I'm on or whatever. That'd be neat if I could kind of customize it and have three custom buttons instead of 14 buttons that I have to memorize exactly. Double press and hold this for 3 seconds and then release.
I would end up having seven rings in a row. And I would say, the first ring starts my video, the second stops my video, the third ring. And because that way I don't have to go through remembering.
It reminds me of the Amazon, was it those Dash buttons? Do you remember those?
Oh, my gosh. That was to order something,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you always wanted to get a box, if you needed a box of Tide.
Yes.
Didn't you have a picture of a Tide?
Yeah, exactly. They had the branding on them.
There they are.
I like how this is the one that is, like, highlighted. I don't even think that was a real one. This seems like it was fake, but it's funny that it's there. How many Nerfs do you need? Wait, you need to order Nerf bullets that often? It made sense with Tide, you know. It's like, I'm out of that.
Riot.
Yeah, but there was a big hacking scene on how to hack those. Because, I mean, any time that you basically give away hardware so that it will help you with a service, which is kind of what they were doing. They were making the buttons really cheap, or you could get them for free or something like that, and then you just hit them and you get the thing delivered. So people would hack these buttons to do all sorts of stuff, too, because they were internet-connected devices. They had little computers in them. They could connect to Wi-Fi. So I just remember people would hack those buttons. So I remember seeing, like, you'd hit the button and then it'd start your Tesla up.
Okay.
Or they'd hit the button. This is right when Hue bulbs kind of hit the scene. It was about that time. So you could hit the button and have the Hue lights do something. It was like one of the very first Internet of Things thing that I remember getting hacked around with. Okay, tangent over. Where are we? Little button thingy. I think it's cool. Yeah, I think it's a little complicated. I wish it was customizable, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, especially if you want it on AliExpress. My God, they're cheap.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I spend $2 on. so it's kind of hard to argue with that. With that, let's move on to the crappy corner.
But you might want it at Chad's. Crappy corner.
get it.
Okie dokie. Well, the poll is out, and okay. The options were train gadgets. Now, these train gadgets were, this is actually suggested by, let me see if I can get this up. Oops, that's the wrong one. That one was suggested, and the idea is that they have a 40-minute commute. This is Jason. Train gadgets, things to use on a train, or in the shape of a train. I have a 40-minute commute each day on the train. So that was the inspiration for that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So whether you're commuting by plane, train, or bus, these gadgets are supposed to make the trip smoother. The next category to vote on was beat the heat. Summer's heating up. Let's dive into some of the gadgets to promote your coolness. Or gas station gadgets. Weird and wacky items that you can snag at a gas station. From mega large trucker supplies to the quirkiest finds at Bucky's, we'll see which gadgets are worth the pit stop. So what do you think?
Okay. I think it was the second one. Okay. I think train gadgets, people are going to misunderstand what it is.
Okay.
Beat the heat. I think beat the heat.
Or gas station. And you think beat the heat? It was close. It was 38%, 31%, 31%. That's how close it was. Train gadgets actually was the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it? Train gadgets.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So we are going to be commuting on public transit this whole month. Which is
what
we're going to be up to. So thank you for the suggestions. If you're a patron, make your way over to Patreon. Put in a suggestion for next month's poll. We already have, I think we have too many at this point. But honestly, I'm still going to ask because there's some really good ones. Get them on over there. With without further ado, I recorded my crappy corner. So let's check it out.
Hey, Dickie D. So as you already know, the theme for this month is train gadgets, which are like commuter type gadgets. So I'm thinking if you are taking a bus or a train or some type of transit, I was trying to remember back to the time that I took a bus, and I did in Boy Scouts. And you know what annoyed me the most? The sun. Okay, I wish it could be just deleted. It was so annoying, the sun in my face, and the only way to mitigate that was this big bar that was broken on our window. So I thought of ways to block out the sun on a typical drive. I found two options. Both of them were so inexpensive that I wanted to test them both. One uses suction cups, one uses more of like a cling to the window. Both were under $6, so around $5. We're gonna look at the one with the suction cup first. Both of these are auto drive, and they're also both available at Walmart. So this one, gosh, you get two of them. I know it said two pieces, but I was thinking that like maybe it was two pieces to put together. I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't realize you got two shades. Let's take the paper off of the suction cups. Oh, this one's bent. That's a little, seems like the paper is specifically there to make sure that it comes in pristine condition, and the paper bent it. Okay. And then, now, imagine I'm on a bus or a plane or something like that.
Okay.
Imagine. Okay, yeah, this one that's bent, I mean, I need to help it out here. There we go. Okay. Pretty shady. Now, unfortunately, the conditions, it's not direct sunlight. We have a little bit of a shade over there. I would say that this blocks a pretty good amount of sun, though. And then, oh, I see. These, no, I don't see. Okay, I was thinking that these would help get that off the, with some mechanism, but no, it doesn't. I thought that these pull tabs, no, okay. And then I guess to get rid of it, you do however you want to do to fold it. And I don't see a strap or a bag. Okay, so that's that one option. Once again, pretty inexpensive. The second option is this one. It only says one piece. So there you go. Peel off here. Now, what I wanted to know was is this reusable or not? Or is this kind of one-time use? And I would be the guinea pig for this. Okay, so it's just a window cling with a whole bunch of dots cut out of a black cling. I remember this material from like Halloween. It's the same sort of stuff we put up on the windows. There you go. There you go. That's way darker. It has darkened a lot better. And I have a pretty good confidence that this is reusable. It's not the best that it came like. I wish that it was a little bit. I don't want to put it back on a piece of paper. But maybe if I was traveling, I wonder if I'd be like, okay, time to get out of here. That was a useful window cling. I think this would totally work. If you rolled this up, now you'd still want to keep the roll protected, but totally reusable, I would say this is a way better option than these. It also folds down a lot smaller. And with it on there, it looks a lot less weird. I saw on here that there are instructions on how to clean it. So wash with warm soapy water, rinse and blot dry, which I had already spied on there. So there are a few ways to add shade to a bright situation.
Okie dokie.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So I ended up really liking the window cling a lot better than the suction cups. Also, the thought was like you're commuting. This seems so extra to like pull out.
Like, yeah.
I'm ready to block the shade. Here we go. Where this seems so much more, you could probably just do this without anyone seeing and it would be a really nice sun block. So that's what I'm thinking. Let's find them online. Here is the shade, the cling shade. $4.37. Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't get much cheaper than that. So, and this is available, you know, at a Walmart. So you can just walk in and pick one up. Here is the other option with the suction cups. Also super inexpensive. $4.98 for that option. Okie dokie. And I might have to book a trip on the Bright Line. I saw some people in the chat talking about, you know, do I have a train? I do. There's a train here. So I've already done all my research. I ordered them all. It might be possible to book a Brightline trip and test out some of my gadgets on the train.
Oh, Brightline is very big down there, right?
It is. It is. It goes all the way down to Miami, and it stops here in Orlando. That'd be cool. No guarantees, but when I saw today that it was the winner, I was thinking in my head that would be pretty cool. Okay, well, with that, let's move on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, a very short note from Chris H., who says, "Hi, Dick and Chad. Here's my entry for the Gadget Warehouse."
Oh.
Hello, Chad. This is my gadget. It is the SOL, rechargeable lighter. SOL stands for Survive Outdoors Longer. I'm just taking a guess. It's also kind of a play on S out of luck. So it's a rechargeable lighter intended to be used, at least I'm using it as kind of a survival thing for when I'm out hiking and trail running. So if I pop it open here, push the button, you get that little X shape there, and that's the lights. Wow. If I flip it over or turn it around, it has a USB-A mini little dot right next to it is the recharging light. Also turns on.
Oh, I see.
When you,
it's one of those plasma lighter things.
A little black nub, a little black button thing. There is the. It's kind of a safety thing. I thought it was a safety thing, but it's also used, I believe, to turn on the flashlight portion,
allow the flashlight portion
to turn on.
Oh, I see.
So when I close it, there's a little plastic piece on the top here that pushes this down. So I'll close it, and then if I press and hold, flashlight turns on.
Double press it.
Goes to kind of a lower setting there. And then if I double press it again, I get a strobe. And that is it. This goes with me on every run, hike out in the mountains. And hopefully I never have to use it. All right, thanks, guys.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
He didn't tell us where he got his. I found it on Amazon. It's pricey on Amazon, but I'm sure Scooter X will find it for us on Alibaba. I forgot how much it is. I just thought it was more.
I found something similar too.
Oh my God, that can't be.
Yeah, it says generic. Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about that one.
No, $59. Oh, that was Walmart, right?
Yeah, that was Walmart. Here, let me see. What was the one you had?
I think it was 38.
I see 39. Yeah.
Yeah, 36. Yeah. It still seems expensive, doesn't it?
I guess, yes, I would agree for just a lighter. But I guess if the point is that the battery and stuff is going to last a long time and like never, if it's more of survival.
Yeah, that could be.
Once you kind
We've seen those lighters, but I've never seen a lighter with a flashlight in the bottom.
Exactly, exactly. And once you start, I mean, I don't know, it could just be branding and marketing, but it seems like that adds something to the price. And I have seen a few people in chat. I've seen Chumley saying it now. Let me see. Chumley mentioned it before too. Chumley mentioned that SOL is a brand name and they spend money on, so like, you know, they're a much better company. Now, then ScooterX also.
ScooterX has it for $854.
Oh, very different light though. Not the same.
Not SOL.
Yeah. Yeah, very different design.
Oh yeah, very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I would agree. It looks expensive, but it also looks like one of those products you find sold at REI, you know?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's like, why is this spoon $40? Oh, sure, sir, that is pure tungsten. Oh, okay.
Exactly how much is your life worth?
Exactly. Why does this cup cost $105? Oh, that's made with moon rocks. It's light. It's the lightest cup in the world. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Really cool though. And by the way, for Gadget Warehouse, perfect gadget, especially if anyone owns anything that is specific to a niche or a hobby, please send it our way. Like, that is a survival plasma light thing.
Yep.
Send it our way.
Plasma things. We've never seen a combo.
Yeah.
That was from Chris. Chris said, I love the show. So Chris will get the current issue of Mad Magazine, the one that just came out. And we're looking for more videos. Anything, any kind of gadget you have, just make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure it's in landscape mode. We can see the gadget and hear you. You can be in it if you want, or just describe the gadget as Chris did. Put it up on YouTube, and you can click unlisted when you upload it. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email us that URL to mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv. And yeah, we're running out of video, so do it. We need one for next week.
Do it.
We love somebody new to do it.
Anything old? Anything that was expensive back in the day? Anything you can't get rid of? Anything that is unique to a hobby you have? that other people may not know. Anything that is like culturally different, like European versus American versus,
That's good.
Any of those things. We love that stuff. It did not, oh my gosh, Captain J just got me. He said the sign fell off the TV. Okay, with that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is from Steve Miller 22. Now, I've not clicked on the link, but Steve Miller said that both of us should get this gadget so our dogs can appear on the Gizwiz more often.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see what that gadget is from Steve. What? What is this?
Is this a...
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh. It's like a very sturdy second story dog option. It's very...
Oh, wait, it's $235?
Very sturdy. More sturdy than it needs to be. Wow.
Oh my gosh. It is the Seatmate.
A Seatmate. You get him up off the floor. Oh, my gosh.
No, I think I'm just going to continue to take the camera off the video and put it on the floor with Charlie. Oh, my God.
That is original, cute, though.
Oh, right. The real price is $395. I don't think so.
$400.
Anyway, it's a funny idea.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could find a wedge of foam for... It would do very similar things.
Yes.
$400. It looks very nice. I think it's probably a $400 piece of furniture, but I'm not willing to spend. I don't think my chair is worth $400. I would feel a little like something wasn't right if my dog had a better
yes. Yeah.
chair than me.
Yeah. And Charlie doesn't like ramps anyway, so...
Charlie is very particular. He's scared of ramps. He's scared of...
Yes, I bought stairs. I have a very high bed, which he, as he got old, he couldn't jump as high. So I bought stairs. Terrified of them. I finally gave them to a friend of mine who said, oh, my dog can't get up on my bed. I said, you want a flight of stairs?
That's really... I like the... You need a flight of stairs. I really like that this is a bed, though. Like, the idea is it sits right next to your chair. You know, I feel like that's...
And I like that the ramp folds up. And it can be a piece of furniture.
Right. I like that.
Not for the price.
Pet. Is there a pet ramp? Ramp. How much is a typical pet ramp? If I just wanted to get one. Like, see, here's the problem. I don't know. This is just me just clicking the thing real fast. Which apparently I can't click. That's only $60. Now it doesn't have a nice little spot for the animal, but.
Well, you just put it up to any chair you have.
Buy a cat tree. I can buy a cat tree for $30. It goes into the cat. Anyway, very cool. I like the Kickstarter link, but yeah, not for $400.
It's too pricey for us, Steven, but yeah. It's fun to see it. Thank you.
It is. Okie dokie, want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. We just asked y'all to help me out with our Patreon poll, and y'all did, so thank you. And if you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and there's a big banner that'll take you to Patreon, or a small little link that'll take you to PayPal. Thank you guys so much for your support. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If you head on over to our website, it will be updated with the live stream. Make sure you join the chat room, chat along with all the fantastic people. If you miss the live show, all of our episodes are there on our website after the fact. So go check them out. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget or gizmo, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you get to play for this man magazine signed by Dickie D himself. You just gotta know, what the heck is that gadget? This is obviously a black hole catcher invented by the CERN scientists. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin'. Gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at Gizwiz.biz. That about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.